Chapter 10. By mid-morning, the searchers were leaving Redwall Abbey with Skipper and his two stalwart otter mates acting as guards. The party was composed mainly of grown-up creatures, with Ruggum and Bickle hemmed neatly in the middle of the shrews, still protesting at being excused from their tarp-picking duties. Apodemus locked the main gates behind them and climbed up to the north ramparts. He stood watching his creatures trudge away up the path until they cut off at an angle into Mossflower Wood. The going was fair as they kept up a leisurely pace through the woodlands. Logalog grew and the Gowsim shrews knew the exact location where they had found the two Dibbons. This took a lot of guesswork out of the route. Criculus tramped alongside the shrew leader.
"Do you happen to know that old Gowsim song, Footle Cum Dur, I think it was called? I heard one of your beasts singing it when you visited the abbey last winter. Oh, I like it."
Logalog Grew kept his eyes on the path ahead.
"Even if I did, I couldn't sing it, Olden. I'm more of a dancer than a singer. Oi, Burl, you'll do that, don't you? Footle Cum Dur. Sing it out good and loud for us."
Burl was a smallish, skinny-looking shrew, but he had a voice like a foghorn. He sang out loud and clear.
"Young Footle Cum Dur, I do declare, was a fanciful little shrew. With waxy grease he curled his fur and wore a great coat of blue. His ma was ever so fond of him that lest his paws should bruise, she made for him from aspen skin a brand new pair of shoes. Well, Pickle my fair, I tell you, sir, do you believe the news? Oh, what to do, a Gowsim shrew clumping about in shoes, with laces green, the best you've seen, and silver bells each end. He strutted here and swaggered there and jigged about no end, till Footle Cum took off his shoes and paddling went one day. Then a big old owl, the thieving fowl, swooped down and stole him away. So now in the night, if you wake in a fright at the strange sound in the air, 'tis only that bird that you have heard in the shoes of Footle Cum Dur. To wit, to woo, a ding tong clump, he's dancing round out there, pursued by shrew crying, hey you, in the shoes of Footle Cum Dur.
Ruggum thought the song was hilarious and shook Burl's paw.
"Gertly sings her, Footle Cum Dur, and we're a silly beast."
It was some time before mid-noon when Logalog called a halt.
"This is about where we found the little uns. Let's have lunch and see if they can tell us which ways they went from here to find a big old tree with the door in it."
Malbin and Criculus doled out barley farls, soft white cheese and flasks of pale cider. Both were glad to be rid of the extra weight they had been carrying. Skipper split his farl and packed it with cheese. Before he took a bite, he called the two Dibbons to his side and questioned them.